Take your Bible and turn to the 134th Psalm. The Bible says, "Behold, bless you the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. And the Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion." Praise God. I want to preach tonight just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought, giving thanks to the night shift. Amen? Giving thanks to the night shift. Now, if you've ever worked a night shift, it's not a pleasant thing. Amen? Man ain't meant to work at night. We're geared at when you come to a certain time of day and the sun starts to go down, your eyelids start to go down too. Amen? And you just want to go to sleep. You want to get your rest. That's the way God designed us to do. But there's some people that work the night shift. And we see this in this psalm here. This is a psalm of degrees. They would sing it as even to one another as they were going up to the sanctuary, going up to worship, as they begin to praise God and they begin to lift Him up and magnify Him and begin to call to one another, and then the others would answer. And they would say, "Behold, bless the Lord, all ye His servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord." Amen. So if you've ever been given to working at night, it's not the night shift isn't a popular shift. You don't have to, now some people like to work nights, don't get me wrong, but you usually don't have to ask a whole lot if you want to go on a night shift, buddy. They'll stick you there. But the thing is, once you get there, it's hard to get off of, especially if you do a good job. Amen. Because nobody's busting the door down to take your place. All right? But so we see this and we see night shift. And I just wonder, you know, as it's giving thanks to the night shift, have you ever thought about giving thanks to the night shift? Have you ever thought about people that work the night shift? Amen. A lot of times we don't think about it because we come in and we get ready, we relax a few minutes, and we go to bed. These people come in, they get ready, and they go to work. And they work the night shift. Amen. Praise God. They're the ones that if you want to get up in the middle of the night, you can cut the light on and the lights come on for you. Because the night shift is keeping the lights on. Amen. They're running the generator, whatever it is, the power equipment to keep the lights on at your house. Amen. They're the ones that keep the water flowing, where if you get up in the middle of the night and you won't go get a drink of water, it's there. Amen. If you live in the city, you got city water, they keep the water on for you. That's the night shift. Night shift does that at night. Amen? Praise God. They're the ones that's out patrolling the streets at night, the police, to protect you at night so that what during the nighttime, during the darkness, that rogues don't come in and invade your home. Amen? That's the night shift. They're the ones that take care of that. And then there's your fire protection, those that are working at the fire station. And if they get a chance, they're sleeping at the fire station and they're on edge, they're ready to run out and answer that call. No matter what time it comes, at midnight, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, they're ready to hit the road and come to whatever your emergency might be. And then there's those that work at the hospitals, in the emergency facilities. They're there to so that when you get when you go to get that drink of water and you trip over the dog and you break your arm, there's somebody there in the night to take care of you. Amen. So have you ever thought about giving thanks for the night shift? Amen. I've worked nights quite a bit, and I've worked days too. And I used to be thankful for the night shift. I used to have an old boy that loved to work nights. Amen. Praise God. And he'd come in at night and he would take care of everything. So when I went in of the morning, praise God, and I began to line up things and see what was broke and what was messed up, he'd say, this happened, but everything's running well. I tell you what, I thought, God, thank God for the night shift. That fellow was a blessing to me, praise God. And I encouraged him all the time. I said, "You don't know what you mean to me." But he liked working the night shift. I always just accused him of not liking his wife. Amen. But he enjoyed working the night shift. Amen. So while you're rested, while you're sleeping, there's others, there's others that are serving. Amen. There's others that serve. And we should be grateful for all those that are out here serving, doing these things, taking care of us. Amen. While we're resting. While we're taking our sleep and rest. Amen. Just something to think about. So we see that played out, and but I just wonder myself. I wonder, but do the people on the night shift, do they give thanks? Now I said working the night shift is a difficult task, and a lot of people don't like it. It's hard to do it because your body you can't adjust to it. And a lot of times you work 5 days, you work five days at night, and then you come home on a Friday morning. You start your night on Sunday night, you finish out from Friday morning, and then you've got 2 days that you got to go to try to go back to normal living. Amen. So you got to try to sleep at night instead of the day. Now I don't know about you, I never have been able to sleep during the day. I'm just antsy that way. When I crack my eyes open, I can see daylight. I feel like I need to be up and going. Amen. But I wonder, do the night shift, praise God, are they thankful for the night? Do they offer up thanks? Amen. The psalmist here encourages them to offer up thanks. He encourages the priest to give thanks. In verse number 2, he said, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Amen. So he's talking about those that stand at night. He's talking about the night shift. And he encourages those priests, praise God, to give God the glory for the night shift. You say, why would you give God the glory for the night shift? Because the night shift is important. Amen. There's a work that needs to be done. And let me just say this. Sometimes the night shift is a lonely ministry. Amen. That's like I was talking to that boy. He was there all by himself to do the work at night, but he liked it that way. Now, a lot of people can't do that because a lot of us, we like to communicate and we like talk. We want to have somebody there with us. Amen? We don't like to do things all the time by ourselves. But so the night shift can be a lonely ministry for those that's pulling the night shift. But even though it could be a lonely ministry, pray God, it's still a very important ministry. Amen? Because sometimes you're the only one there, you're the only one there, praise God, between what the world is throwing out and what needs to take place to intervene in the midst. But nobody else is there. And it can be lonely being all by yourself, but praise God. It can also be a joy to know that you're in this ministry, and praise God, and you're taking care of what needs to be taken care of while other people are resting. So if they can lay down and pillow their head without having to worry about what's transpiring where you are. Amen? Ain't you glad that God's got this all figured out to work out that way for me and you? Praise God, while we're taking our rest, while we're doing those things we need to do, praise God, we've got a God in the heaven, praise God, that's taking care of us. He's lifted up the hands in the sanctuary, and he said, praise Him, we're offered up thanks, we're giving God glory for the night, folks. For those that's taking care of the night, for the night shift. That's getting things done, praise God, for God's glory while we rest. Amen? I know we don't think about this. I was just thinking about this today, and I read this, and I said, man, they're talking about the night shift. I said, I know what that means. I've been there and done that. So it's a difficult task. I mean, for the whole time I was at Silver Line Plastic, for 30 years, most of the time, I was on call 24-7. That meant if they called at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I had to get up and go. Amen? And I thank God that the Lord was with me. Many times I told you, I just prayed, said, Lord, help me figure out what's going on so I can go back home and go to bed. Amen? Or when that phone call comes, I could walk a person that was there through it so they could take care of it so I didn't have to. Praise God. So that importance of the night shift, that one that intercedes for you, praise God, and helps take care of the things. Amen? Ain't you glad, praise God? You just think about it. Ain't you glad for your high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, that high priest in heaven that's taking care of things, that's taking care of the night shift for you while you're getting your sleep, while you're taking your rest, that high priest in heaven. I praise God. He never, glory, he that never slumbers or sleeps. He's a-working for you. He's taking care of things to get things ready for you so that you can have a pleasant day in the morning. This is a day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it because God did that in the night shift. Amen. He let you take your ease and rest, praise God, and get you ready so you can wake up in the morning and hit it wide open for His glory. Amen. That one that works the night shift, praise God, he intercedes for you during the day. But ain't you glad tonight that he doesn't, that intercession doesn't stop when the sun goes down? Amen. Think about it. Just because our day ends, because the sun goes down, his intercession doesn't stop there. His intercession continues all through the night and into the next day. What the Bible teaches, our intercession, his intercession is a continual intercession. See, our little mind can't comprehend that. Because we got to stop and we have to rest, right? Amen? We have to, because our bodies just, after so long, they just start shutting down. But God don't have to do that, praise God. He's eternal. He has all power and authority, praise God, to just keep on keeping on. Amen? So he's there to intercede for us every day. And he's there even to intercede us for us all night long. Hey, just because you lay down a pillow in your head, he doesn't stop saying, breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in. What if he did? Well, if he said, you know what, they look like they're okay, I'm just going to go take a break. Amen. Boy, we'd be in a mess. You'd have phones ringing up, there'd be people dying all over the world. All those that wasn't already on oxygen, praise God, be on their way to glory if they're saved. Amen. He doesn't get weary, praise God. He doesn't rest. He's always there. Thank God for the night shift when he's there watching over us. Have you ever thought about the time that you pillow your head and your body is such distress? You're just wore out physically. You're wore out mentally. You can't sleep. You can't get your rest because you got so much weighing on you. And you just get fretting and worrying over it. And I know you're not supposed to worry, but how many of us don't? Amen. Then we get to talking to the Lord, praise God, and you get to just going in the throne room of grace and asking for help and asking for his intervention. And ain't it glad, praise God, it don't matter if it's 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, praise God, it still feels like there's an ear listening in heaven, praise the Lord. And the next thing you know, there's a peace that passes understanding comes upon you because the night shift is on the job. They're doing what he does and what he does best. Interceding for me and you. He said, it's all right. Just take your rest, my friend. It'll be all right in the morning. How many times have you woke up the next morning? I mean, after fretting and worrying and rolling, tossing, half the night, finally the Lord just rocks you to sleep. And you wake up the next morning, all that fret and worry, it's just like it's behind you. Amen. Anybody ever done that? Amen. You get up the next morning, it's like, glory to God, why was I so worried? Amen. That, you know, that thing that we thought when we pillowed our head was catastrophic. How was we ever going to get through this? But we talked to the Lord, praise God. That one that takes care of the night shift. And in the morning time, everything was all right. Amen. I tell you, we just got to stay with him. Amen. He's the only one to take care of the day shift and the night shift. Bless the Lord. Amen. And the thing about him, that one that works the night shift, they're full of patience. Amen. It seems like all the old fellas I worked with, from the time I got out of school at Shaw Industry and Silver Line and everywhere else, it seemed like these old fellas that worked the night shift, they were just real laid back. Amen. Didn't it seem like that, Brother Chris, that those folks that worked out, maybe they're just in a coma. I don't know. Amen. They're comatose from working nights all the time. But they just laid back. I worked this old fellow, and what a blessing he was. It don't matter what was breaking down, what was going on around him. Amen. He just smiled and just kept on. And he never increased his speed. He never got tore up. He never got excited. But he got the job done. Amen. That's the way the Lord is, praise God. He don't ever, his patience is long. He never gets impatient with us. I mean, I would. If I was God, I'd smack me upside the head every now and then. Matter of fact, he has a time or two to get my attention. But he's always patient with me. He watches over me during the day. And then he watches over me all night long too. Amen? That's the God that we serve. He said, that's why we should bless him. He said, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Amen. And thank God for the night shift because it's important. Amen. It's easy to praise God during the day for what He does in the day. But praise God, just think what God does for us in the night. That He's able to give us that rest, to give us that peace, to give us that strength, that renovation process that puts us through. So the next morning we can wake up, well, almost brand new, except for the sin. Amen. If it wasn't for sin, we'd wake up, Brother Bobby, every morning brand new, ready to go. But because of sin, praise God, we age in this old life that we live. Amen. But we see how it plays out. We see that high priest of heaven. He said that one that keeps the night shift. Amen. That one that's faithful, praise God, He's always there. And they're singing as they're going up here. And they say, let's not forget about the night shift. Let's not forget about that one, praise God, that's there, that's taking care of us, praise God, doing things for us that when we're not even thinking about Him. He's still working on us. He's still working for us, doing the things that we need Him to do. Amen? Praise God. Have you told Him lately how thankful you are for His faithful ministry? Amen? For His ministry in the day and the ministry at night. Amen? Hey, if I ain't said nothing to you to help you tonight, this is what this spoke to me. He said, you know, I thank God every day for what He does for me. You know, I pray, I said, thank you, Lord, for, you know, this and that and other. But pray God, I'll just be honest. I haven't been praising Him for just the things that He does for me at night. So in other words, I've not been covering half of my life. Amen. Or at least a big third of it. Amen. A big third of our life we're not covering because we don't realize that what He does for us in the night. Amen. We ought to be praising. We ought to be giving God twice the glory. The glory for the daytime and the glory for the nighttime. You know, the night times, it's kind of a representation of those hard times in our lives. You know, when it seems like you're going through the darkness of night and you can't figure things out, and sometimes things are obscure and they just don't seem to be able, you can't visualize them like you'd like to and see what God has, what He wants to do for you. Amen. But in that night shift, we've got somebody that's there. Praise God. We got there, somebody that's there with us. Praise God. We ought to give thanks to the night shift. Amen. But we got to ask ourselves another question. Not only are we thankful to the night shift, are you willing to be like the one that works the night shift? Amen. Yeah, well, preacher, I'll be honest with you. At my age right now, Brother Chris, I ain't no way I'd want to work night shift. No way, no how. I mean, I can't hardly sleep at night. You know, the old preacher said it'd be like this in Ecclesiastes 12. He said, come to a time you get that insomnia and you can't sleep. You know, I go to bed at 11:30, 12 o'clock, and I wake up every morning about 4:30, 5 o'clock, just wide awake. Amen. He said, it comes to a time you, at the sound of a bird, praise God, your eyeballs just fly open. Amen. The creaking of a cricket. Amen. It gets your attention. Amen. Glory to God. It's just something that happens as you get older. Ain't no way I don't want to work the night shift. But are you willing to be like the Lord, praise God? Amen. I'm talking about to be in service to others. If somebody needs you in the middle of the night, they can call you. Amen. Amen. If somebody needs you in the middle of the night, they can call you and say, hey, look, I need a friend. I need a help. I need somebody to pray. That intercession praise that He gives. A servant to others. Even in the night shift. Even in the early hours of the morning. Amen. Where God Almighty could speak their heart, where somebody could call us. Amen. Where somebody could put somebody on your heart. It tickles me to death, my little granddaughter, little Harper. When Miss Lois was here, remember Miss Lois, the one that does, she's a missionary to the deaf? What a wonderful lady. And when she was here, Harper got one of her cards. And she took it home with her. And every now and then, Harper, for no reason, she'll go get Miss Lois's card, and she'll say, Mama, we need to pray for Miss Lois. And some other day, somebody said, okay, Harper, said, we'll get that card, we'll pray in a little while. She said, no, Mama, right now. Amen. Right now. And so Samantha said, I just had to stop what I was doing, go get Miss Lois's car, and we had to pray for Miss Lois. Like, what did that little old youngin know? What was God conveying to her heart that Miss Lois needed halfway around the world? Amen? Praise God. That's the way we are ought to be, just like God's little youngin, praise God. Thankful for the night shift, thankful for those that's there to pray. Hey, listen, it's night somewhere all the time. Amen? But there's a God of heaven, praise God, that's bigger than the night. Thank Him for the night shift. Amen. But there's a reward for those that pray for the night shift, that's thankful for the night shift. The Lord will bless them. Amen. Look what He says, verse number 3. He said, the Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. Amen. He said, praise God, there's a blessing for those. The Lord will bless those, praise God, that'll pray for the night shift. Those that'll pray for those that are doing things when we're not even thinking about them, but they're still on the job, they're still serving the Lord, still doing those things, praise God, that need to be done even for His glory and for our help, for our safety, for our satisfaction, praise God. Amen. Thank God for the night shift. Amen. Those people that's willing to do the job, willing to stay faithful to the Lord, willing to step out on faith, amen, and ask God to help them. Even in the night shift. Amen. It's a difficult task. It's a hard thing to work that shift. But God Almighty, praise God, He's our intercessor. He's always on the job. Amen. He's always taking the night shift somewhere. Amen. And we ought to give God the glory. We ought to be thankful for that night shift. I mean, when we're in la-la land, when we don't even know that we're in this world, there's somebody, praise God. Whether it be those firemen or those water people or the emergency protection people, the police, the firefighters, the emergency room workers. Amen. They're taking the night shift. Amen. Because somebody needs to do it. And so they step up faithfully, praise God, and they crawl out of there, they leave their families, and they go to do that job. Amen. Praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ left the portals of glories and came to earth to live and love and bleed and die for me and you. And He ascended back up to heaven, praise God, to make intercession for us in the daytime and in the nighttime. Praise God. What a Savior, what a Lord. Amen. He said, all we need to do is just try to be like Jesus. That's what I want to be. I want to be like Jesus. Whether it be in the day or be in the night, I want to be a servant unto Him. Amen. Praise God. If He's interceding for me, I'd like to intercede on behalf of somebody else to help them and encourage them. We have people all around us today that need a touch of something from the Lord. They need a touch of God. Amen. And it might be those of us that work the night shift. You know, a lot of times we're so busy during the day, we can't take time to do or pray as we ought to. But sometimes when you pillow your head and you say your prayers at night before you go to sleep, wouldn't it be good if we could just take a little time, a night shift, and just begin to ask God for, you know, our wish list, but we could intercede for others, say, Lord, would you please help my brother? Could you please help my sister? Could you give them a little bit of encouragement? I want to just take this time, just a few minutes. Now you better do it quick because the old devil will rock you to sleep. He'll put you to sleep when you start doing that. Amen. He'll knock you out with a hammer. Amen. Come on, everybody. I know I ain't the only one. Amen. But get praying. Amen. And thanking God for night shift, the opportunity He gives you to calm down, to settle down, and just go to the throne room of grace and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for the daytime. Thank you for all you helped us to accomplish. But Lord, I thank you. I ask you in the night shift, God, that you'd just give me confidence. You'd give me the confidence to pray, just trust in you, that you'd touch my heart, my home, my family, my children, my church family, my community. God's wanting to do big things. Amen. But I believe it's going to take going in. He said, as they was going up to the sanctuary, they said, but behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Amen. He said, pray for the night shift. He said, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Amen. To praise God. even in the night shift, and said, God will bless you for it. Amen. You want to go to bed tonight and wake up in the morning with brand new blessings? Just begin to pray for the night shift. Amen. Pray for the things of the night, praise God, that God will have His right of way in hearts and lives. And pray expecting, amen. He said if we pray believing, we shall receive. And if we ask those things in the night shift, I'm probably crazy, but how many people ever woke up like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, God just put something you'd prayed about before you went to bed, and God put it back on your heart? And I just say, Lord, I've asked you about this, but Lord, I just pray believing, God, that you can touch this situation. You can touch this person. You can give this help. Amen? And in expecting in the morning for that help to come. Amen? And seen it so many times. Wake up in the morning, praise God, with a fresh perspective. Amen? Because of the night shift. Amen. Because what our intercessor does for us while we're sleeping. Amen. Glory to God. Making a difference in the hearts and the minds of people all around us. Amen. Thank God for the night shift. Amen. You appreciate the night shift? I appreciate all the night shift. All the people that work nights. Amen. They're a blessing. Amen. Takes special people. Amen. Now, they some people that's sorry, no account at it, just like everything else. But they some special people that take honor and privilege in working the night shift. Amen. They certain people, praise God, that'll spend time at night in sleeplessness to pray and seek God's face on behalf of us and our families, on behalf of us, our church, and our community in which we live, seeking God's face while everybody else's face is buried in their pillow. Amen. He said, pray for those that stand in the sanctuary in the night. Stand before the Lord, praise God, in the darkness of night. Amen. On behalf of those, of all of us and those around us, to God be the glory. Amen.